KUNR is looking to widen its coverage on affordable housing and the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. In an effort to do so, the station hired Lucia Starbuck through Report for America, which places journalists in newsrooms across the country to elevate underserved voices for their local communities. KUNR's Michelle Billman talked to Steve Waldman, one of the co-founders of Report for America, and Lucia Starbuck about the program.
I wanted to start with Steve. You know, you are one of the co-founders of the Report for America program. Can you tell us, kind of break down what the program is?
Yeah, Report for America, we describe as a national service program that places talented emerging journalists into local newsrooms around the country to report on undercovered communities and issues. And the key is that the newsroom has to identify a really important gap in their community in terms of the kinds of information that they want to try to do better at covering.
How different is this model for trying to beef up the staffing of local newsrooms?
There really hadn't been any programs that were really directly geared at getting more boots on the ground, more reporters into communities, which we thought was really the central problem. We really are looking at this as kind of a public service program. We're trying to reestablish the idea or strengthen the idea that local news is a public service. To kind of underline it, we also have the reporters, in addition to doing their regular work covering a beat, they also do a community service project, usually working in high schools or middle schools to help set up or help a high school newspaper or a podcast or something like that.
And you've mentioned the boots on the ground reporter, so I want to bring Lucia into the conversation. Lucia, you are just wrapping up your degree at the Reynolds School of Journalism. You've been a student reporter at KUNR for over a year, and now you're joining our full-time staff through the Report for America program. What goals do you have for your year at KUNR as the Report for America core member?
Yeah, I'm really excited to be able to stay in Reno and to report on the issues impacting my community. My goals are to really get into my beat. I'm covering affordable housing and poverty and things like that. I'm just really looking forward to talking to people in my community to keep going back and to follow up. I'm really glad I kind of get this year to do those things.
Well, and one thread that I've seen in your reporting, you know, has been your commitment to elevating voices of everyday community members and people whose voices may not have traditionally been included in some conversations from local and national media. And I'm wondering if you can just briefly share with us, you know, why you're so passionate.
I think that's really important to me because I think growing up and watching, consuming news all the time, I just felt like it was missing. And the more I talk to folks, either if they're living in a tent or they're living in a motel or anything like that, I'm learning like they are part of our community too. They contribute to our community. They live in our community. They're being impacted by things. So I think it's really important like to not miss their voices because they also have their own stories.
Steve, for someone who's maybe not closely watching the field of journalism, I mean, I think it's coming into more normal conversation now with the pandemic because we are seeing more newsrooms shrinking or folding. But can you just break down how serious that situation is?
There's a new term of art that we're hearing more and more, which is news deserts. And that's referring to places where there just is no local news. Now, they're getting news as in they're watching cable TV. But when it comes to news about, you know, the water treatment plan in your neighborhood or the school board or the new important shift in policy in the schools or just people running for office and knowing who to vote for or anything like that, you know, I think the COVID crisis has illustrated what it's important is people don't just want to know general stuff of like, you know, how to wash your hands, but they want to know where specifically in my community can I go to get tested.
It's a dire situation. We have a shining light here of a young person who's entering the workforce in the time of a pandemic. And Lucia, I'm just wondering, how is this shaping your viewpoint of entering this field?
I'm covering county media pressers. I'm covering press conferences, like something that I've never really done before. And at first, I was kind of scared because I'm young, I'm a student. There's TV news here. There's more prominent journalists, but it made me realize that it's important for me to be there to relay information to the public, to tell people what's going on. I don't think people have the time to watch hour long press conferences. So I think just seeing the importance of like hearing information from elected officials and just saying, here's what's going on, here's what you need to know.
Absolutely. Steve Waldman and Lucia Starbuck, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Steve Waldman is a co-founder of the Report for America program, and Lucia Starbuck is KUNR's Report for America journalist.